Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Out in rural Olney, Sandy Spring to be exact, I have a beautiful 1840s single-family home for sale that's actually called Cloverly. It's the original Sherwood house. It's right across from Sherwood High School. I got a phone call about a week and a half ago from a group of gentlemen and ladies who came from Park and Planning Commission, Historic Preservation, transportation planners, and so on, who wanted to contact me to do a tour of this property, partly out of curiosity and partly out of a desire for me to understand what are the complications and benefits of selling a home that's a historic property. Now, this is a historic site designated on the Montgomery County Master Plan for Historic Preservation since 1996. To be clear, it's not a national landmark, but it is, because it's a historic site designated on Montgomery County's Master Plan for Historic Preservation, you, as the owner of the property, have to give a certain amount of disclosure of what somebody can and cannot do with that property. It's on 12 acres. It's a fabulous example of 1840s architecture. Beautiful rolling property. The current owner used to have cows on the property and horses. And Cloverly, we're going to call it, is a 2.5-story Greek Revival-style brick house built between 1849 and 1852. And the house is set upon an expansive lawn located on the north side of Olney-Sandy Spring Road. You can see the property, by the way, at ericstewartgroup.com if you want to take a look at the pictures online. It's just east of Sandy Spring. The property includes the main dwelling with several additions, a historic carriage house and stable, and a contemporary non-contributing stable barn towards the rear of the property. Cloverly was originally part of the larger Bloomfield estate owned by the Bentley family, but was sold off from it in 1849 by then-owner Caleb Bentley to Benjamin Rush Roberts. I don't know if he's related to Benjamin Rush, who was the famed doctor from the Lewis and Clark expedition. Perhaps one of you history buffs could tell me that. So Mr. Bentley, Caleb Bentley, built the Greek Revival-style house on the site. In 1888, Cloverly was repurchased by Bentley's son and later became the home of John Bentley, who was elected to the House of Delegates in 1912. Cloverly has strong ties to the Bentley family, and it is a very cool and interesting house. The construction of the house, fascinating Flemish bond construction, which means every row is brick and block all the way. You've got headers tying the brick into the interior of the home. Very, very solidly well-built house. Okay, so you're a buyer. You're interested in buying a home that has this history and has this designation. What are the benefits? What are the drawbacks? Well, A, the house stays. Okay, can't be tearing the house down because it's actually identified as a home of importance in the history of the state of Maryland, much the way it would be in Virginia or D.C. or other places around the country. But as the owner of the property, you can make reparations to the exterior of the home, and the county and the state will underwrite a portion of that through tax credits. So you have a benefit by having, yes, you have to keep the house. Obviously, you don't want to buy a home you don't want to live in and you don't like the house, but you get these tax credits which offset doing work to the windows or putting up new shutters or changing the roof or doing other things to the property. So take a look at this house. If you've never seen a home built in 1849, 1852 in this area, the home is in excellent, excellent condition for its period, with gorgeous pine floors. They look to me like a North Carolina yellow pine floor. I'm not absolutely sure, but it's an old growth pine, very, very tight pine veining in the pine floors, which is, you know, most unusual for what we typically see in pine these days. If you'd like more information about it, I encourage you to, again, go to ericstewartgroup.com, or you can set up an appointment of your own to take a look at the property. If you've been looking for a property to raise your family, where you want to be close to the ICC, close to great schools and shopping and so on, but you want to have that country feel. Raise your own chickens and ducks and cows and whatever it might be. There's a garage on the property where you could park, seriously, you could park 10 cars inside the garage. So if you're a car buff and you're looking for a place to park your vehicles, take a look at this property just simply for that. Excellent place. If you like to have a workshop, the current owner has a fascinating workshop that he uses the garage for. So take a look there. All right. Real estate investment. You know, we all think about when's the right time to buy real estate. So what's the best way to pursue purchasing real estate? You know, all investment real estate has income. It's just not always positive income. So we call that being underwater when you don't have enough money coming in to pay the mortgage and the taxes and the upkeep of the property. What's critical is that you buy real estate, look at buying real estate that actually will provide a return on investment long term. In fact, real estate, if you compare real estate as a return on investment from January of 2000 to August of 2014, interesting statistic. The Dow Jones has gone up 51.3%. This is according to Kay Schiller. S&P is up 38%. The NASDAQ is up 10%, which, of course, is because in 2000, the NASDAQ was at 5,000. It fell to, you know, under 2,000. It's now back to 4,500 or so. But real estate has risen by 70.6% in that same period of time. So, yes, we had the downdraft. We had a correction in values. But year-to-date, median home price in the United States is back to the 2006 levels. Okay, currently it's at $223,300. There are benefits to owning real estate. Not only do you get to receive income if you rent the property out, but you can depreciate the property over time and therefore save money long-term on taxes. I'm not an accountant. I'm just giving you general advice here. If you meet certain requirements, it's possible to use each year up to $25,000 in losses from rental real estate to shelter income from non-passive sources, such as income from your job. You must own at least 10% interest in the property, actively participate in making management decisions, and you can't be a limited partner. Well, something else that's come up has been the change in law as of January 1st. If you're in a situation where you have to short sell your property, meaning you can no longer afford to keep the property, you're not receiving enough rental income to offset the cost of the mortgage. There are many who are struggling financially even today with making their mortgage payments. Some have been underwater for many, many years and are still not above water. Some have recently not been able to pay their mortgage and are faced with the predicament of potentially having to go into a short sale. That just simply means selling your property for less than what you owe on it. And that requires the bank's approval. If you are in that situation, you need advice, real estate advice, on how to handle that. The Eric Stewart Group does handle short sales. We have a full-time negotiator in our group that handles the negotiation with the bank to help you get through the short sale process. People lose their jobs. Sometimes husbands lose their wives or vice versa. And there are reasons why this kind of thing happens. Don't be afraid to talk about it. If you want to talk to us, give us a call at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Closing thoughts are coming up.